Well, the old saying goes from feast to famine. In this case, it's kind of the opposite, from famine to feast when it comes to rainfall. We've had several months with below average rainfall. We've been talking about how dry it's been, the wildfire danger, and bang, wouldn't you know it, what a change right during the week of the Players Tournament. A stalled out front nearby, upper level disturbances moving along that front, and then finally a strong disturbance on Saturday, and it all adds up to periods of rain. It's really just a matter of timing it and how much, and we'll stick with our forecast we've been going with all week long, which is rainfall amounts on average of 2 to 4 inches, but locally a half foot or more between now and midday Saturday. Everyone has had at least some rain by now, and that will continue to be the case with everybody getting a soaking when all is said and done. That's the silver lining in all of this, but of course it's coming at a bad time with the Players. Now, the Players will play through rain. As long as it's not terribly heavy and causing a lot of ponding on the golf course, they'll just go ahead and trudge through the rain. Now, it's not fun for the fans and the galleries, that's for sure, but they'll forage through this unless there's lightning. And then once and if there's lightning, play is suspended until it's again safe, and that's typically a fairly prolonged period. So, I would expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today. We'll gradually see it diminish by late afternoon from west to east. So for the Players, it's going to rain. The question is, will there be lightning? And I think there will at least be a few flashes of lightning that are going to cause some interruptions today. It's really just how long and how much, and then maybe a better chance for sustained play again by later in the afternoon into early this evening, but sun sets at a little after 6:30, so can't go much past probably about 6:15 before it's really too dark to play. And then on your Friday, it's much the same story. The front is nearby. There are disturbances moving along it. There'll be periods and bands and waves of showers and thunderstorms that will likely once again cause some interruptions for play at the Players and make it not so pleasant for the fans. Saturday, finally, we get the push. We've been talking about it all week long. A strong upper-level disturbance will drive a powerful polar cold front through the area. At first, it will create a squall line of showers and thunderstorms. That's a band of rain and storms that will probably be about 30 miles wide, producing very heavy rain, gusty, perhaps damaging winds. Very heavy rain, and there is the chance for an isolated spin-up tornado in a pattern like this on Saturday. In fact, there is the risk of severe weather with any of these thunderstorms today and tomorrow, but then particularly with this line on Saturday. I'm still thinking it's generally a 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. thing on Saturday, working from west to east across the area and then moving offshore by about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll continue, of course, to update you, but this could be a pretty major interruption for the Players as well. And then once the front moves through, the winds will howl out of the north, gusting to 30 and 40 miles per hour with falling temperatures down into the 50s by sunset and into the 30s by sunrise on Sunday morning. And we'll at least be a sunny end of the weekend on Sunday, but it'll be unseasonably chilly, highs only in the upper 50s. Of course, average is now in the low to mid 70s. And it'll be a Sunday where they'll likely be playing catch up at the Players. And while sunset's not till 7:30, sunrise is not till a bit after 7:30 in the morning. So depending on just how many interruptions there might be over the next few days will strongly dictate as to whether or not they can get all the play in on Sunday and finish this up in regulation, so to speak, rather than having to go into Monday, which hasn't happened, by the way, since March of 2005 for the Players. In fact, when it was in May, from 2007 to 2018, the Players never did have a Monday finish, but they had much longer days in May, of course, and the tendency wasn't for all-day type rain events like we're seeing right now. So it's a wait and see for the Players. It's going to rain. The question is, will it be a lightning, and will it be long enough to where the disruptions are an extended period, and will the rain be so heavy that at times they have to suspend play just to let the course drain, which it does very efficiently, but sometimes so much rain in a short period of time can still be problematic. So by early next week, this front's gone, and we have a nice start to the new work week, if nothing else. A partly sunny, milder Monday will be into the low 70s. I already, though, have on the First Alert 7-day forecast the potential for more rain by about Tuesday with yet another disturbance moving along the Gulf Coast that looks like it brings potentially some fairly significant rain again on Tuesday. So what early on in this winter Looked like it could be an extended dry period with the potential for a serious wildfire season. That's still not off the table, mind you, but this is really denting the dry conditions and that fire danger for a while. And in the Panhandle, we've had some tremendous wildfires between Panama City and Tallahassee. And good news there, they're getting soaking rains from this, and that's really helping out firefighters with the wildfires in the Panhandle. So to repeat once again, in summary, a stalled front nearby, disturbances, and it all adds up to periods of heavy showers and thunderstorms, not necessarily raining all the time, but some heavy downpours with everybody getting rain between now and midday Saturday, an additional 2 to 4 inches of rain across the board, and rainfall totals of 2 to 5 inches, locally 6 or more, by the time the strong front finally scours things out by late Saturday afternoon. There will be the risk for a few strong or isolated severe storms over the next couple of days, and then a potential squall line with a strong cold front on Saturday that could produce damaging winds, a period of very heavy rainfall, lightning, and perhaps an isolated tornado, though I think damaging winds will be the greatest concern. And then once that front moves through, crashing temperatures later Saturday and Saturday night, along with a gusty north wind, and then at least sun to end the weekend on Sunday. Always more online and with our First Alert weather app, which you can download for free. Gives you alerts when there's lightning nearby or heavy rain moving in. That's handy over the next few days. And, of course, we'll keep you updated around the clock as necessary from the First Alert Weather Center. Thorny weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.